Good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Are you having a good morning so far?
Yeah.
All right, me too. You know, when I woke up, I looked out of my hotel and I saw the little sailboats on the river, and they looked like little nacho chips going up and down because they were very far away. They're like all these little white nacho chips going down the river. But it's so exciting to be in Boston. I live in New York, and I always used to come through here to go to Cape Cod. Who likes Cape Cod? Yeah, I would go there every summer and eat pizza and catch frogs and go on the beach and everything like that. So it's nice to be here. And you know, in Cape Cod, you know who else likes to go to Cape Cod a lot? Dogs. Dogs love Cape Cod, right? It's like sometimes you walk on the beach and you see a dog and there's nobody around. You just see the dog hanging out on the beach. And he's like going in the water, he's jumping around, swimming, having a great time. So that leads me into this, my first book that I'm going to share with you. This is my son, Sammy. Say hi to everybody, Sammy. Okay, he's visiting with me. So he might be my interrupting chicken and just interrupt me at some point. So guys, if you want to see the pictures better, kids, you can come and sit on the floor, on the mat here. They're on these orange and blue things, or you could sit on the steps. So, can you hold my book, Sammy?
Okay.
Thanks. All right. So, I've written many books for kids, and I did all the pictures. Who likes to draw and write? Who likes to draw? Raise your right hand. And who likes to write stories? Raise your other hand. And who likes to sing? Raise your other hand. Wait a minute. I ran out of hands. Okay, never mind. So anyway, this is like my 12th book that I did for kids. And I did the story and pictures. And you might want to sit a little bit this way because you can't really see the pictures from there. So if you go on one of these steps over here, you can see. So this one is my newest one. It's called I'm My Own Dog. Now, this dog, he likes to do everything for himself. But then, suddenly, one day, everything changes, right? So here we go. I'm My Own Dog by David Ezra Stein. I'm My Own Dog by David Ezra Stein. That's the title page. I'm my own dog. Nobody owns me. I own myself. See, over there? Okay, I'll hold it like this. I work like a dog all day. When I get home, I fetch my own slippers. And then what does he do with his slippers? Does he wear his slippers?
No.
What does he do? He has his slippers for a snack. I curl up at my own feet. Sometimes, if I'm not comfortable, I tell myself to roll over, and I do. There he is, nice and comfy. If someone told me sit, I wouldn't do it, even if they said, I'll give you a bone. Sometimes I throw a stick, then I go get it. It's fun. Every morning when I wake up, I lick my own face because I'm so happy to see me. I say, good dog, I am a good dog. Then I give myself a good scratch. But there's this one spot right in the middle of my back that I can't reach. One time it got so bad, I let somebody scratch it. The little guy followed me home. I felt sorry for him. So I got a leash. How else am I supposed to lead him around? Come on, I say. Come on, boy. I'll take you to the park. I like showing him things. Look, look, look. That is a squirrel, I say. I taught him the stick game. I have him throw. I don't know if he understands all my commands yet, but he's learning. Sit, sit, good boy. Some folks say they're not worth the trouble. You can't keep them from yapping. There, the guys are like, blah, 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 blah. And you always have to clean up after them. And what are they cleaning up that the people dropped? What is that stuff? What do you think that stuff is that they're eating? Huh? Yes? Ice cream. Yeah. And my favorite is right there, mint chocolate chip. Anyway, where were we? Oh, yeah. But I've grown attached to the little fella. Between you and me, I'm his best friend. So that's the end of I'm My Own Dog. Let's have a round of applause for I'm My Own Dog. Thank you. All right. So this dog, you know, he can do a lot of things, but then he likes to do some things with somebody else. So what are some things that you guys can do all by yourself that you're really proud of that you can do? Anybody have something really cool that you can do? Yeah? You can color? All right. And what about you? Did you raise your hand? No? Oh, was it you? I saw a hand over there. How about someone else, something that you can do that you're really proud of? Yeah. You picked a picture? Did you take a picture? A Christmas tree? Very cool.
No, you
didn't. Okay, there's differing stories on what actually happened. Well, my daughter, she's a baby, but she's just became a toddler a few days ago because she started walking all by herself. But there are some things you can do by yourself, and then some things that it's good to have someone else do with you, right? Like, what do you like to have your mommy and daddy help you with? Yeah? Reading. That's a good one. A bath? Oh, homework. Sorry, I didn't hear. Yeah, and you know, when I was little and I was about to learn how to read, I made my mom promise me that she would still read to me even if I learned to read, because I didn't want her to stop reading me stories. So let's read another story. I brought some of my other books with me, and this is, maybe this one. This one is fun. We can all say Pouch, because this story is called Pouch. Has anybody read this one before? No? All right, so... So this one is about a little kangaroo, and he's never been outside of his mommy's pouch before, so everything is new to him, and he gets kind of scared. And when he gets scared, he wants to go somewhere really safe and warm and dark, so where does he go? Where do you think he goes? Yeah, he goes right back in the pouch, and when he wants to go in the pouch, he says, Pouch! So his mommy knows that he wants to go in the pouch, and she can just go, whoop. And then he can jump in there. So in this story, when Joey the kangaroo says pouch, you guys can all say pouch along with him, right? You're going to help him call for the pouch. So let's try it on three, okay? One, two, three, pouch! All right. I think we're ready. This book has cute yellow end pages, too. It has like little bunnies and birds and stuff. This is Pouch by David Ezra Stein. And I wrote it for a little boy named Niall. He was just learning how to walk when I wrote the book. When he was a brand new kangaroo, Joey lived in the pouch. Until one day, he peeked out and saw the world and his mama smiling down at him. Mama said, Joey, I want to hop. He climbed out of the pouch and took two hops to the tall grass. Can everybody do two hops? Ready? You can do it just where you're sitting. You can do one and two. Okay, and everybody sit down, and we'll find out what happens. There he goes. He's hopping off. Who are you? B. So what do you think Joey said when he met the bee and he was afraid of the bee?
Couch,
said Joey. And then he went into the bath, right? But soon he wanted to hop again. Whoop. He came back out again. He took three hops to the little hill. Everybody do their three hops. One, two, three. Who are you? Rabbit. And what did Joey say when he saw the rabbit?
Pouch,
said Joey. But soon he wanted to hop again. He took four hops to the sandy hollow. One, two, three, four. And then he met a... Who are you? Bird. And what did Joey say when he met the bird?
Pouch,
said Joey. And then he jumped right out of the book. See, he's like, boy, he's jumping right into your lap. But soon he wanted to hop again. He took five hops to the pasture fence. One, two, three, four, five. Who are you? Kangaroo? And what did the two little kangaroos say when they met each other? How did you know that's what they said? Yeah, said the two kangaroos. Wait, said Joey, you were afraid of me too? Then they hop, 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 hoppity, hop, 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 hoppity, hopped everywhere. Pouch, said the mamas. No, thanks. They didn't need their pouch anymore. That's the story of Pouch, everybody. Thank you. Okay. That's Pouch. Thank you, Sammy. Should we hear another story? This one is good for cuddling. So if you have somebody to cuddle with, you can go sit with them. Because you can try out all the things in here. This is the nice book. And it has some hugging monkeys on the back there. See? And it has some mice holding hands over there. Which is good. And some of these things you can do for yourself too. Like you can sing a song to yourself. So here we go. This is the nice book. And this is from a few years ago. The nice book. Cuddle. Cuddle. Nestle. Nestling is like when you get down into a nest with somebody and you get all cozy, right? And this one also comes in the board book version, which is nice for like little guys and cuddling together. Nuzzle. Nuzzling is when you, what part of your body do you use? You rub noses with somebody. Don't tickle, well, maybe a little. Love was meant to be passed on. And this one is a good one. Squeeze, but not too hard. See, those snakes, their eyeballs are popping out because they were squeezing too hard. Giggle, scratch. Remember in the dog story, there's some good scratching. Pat, but don't stomp flat. Yeah, no stomping flat. And when you get in a snit, don't hit. You know what a snit is? A snit is when you're like really mad and you feel like scrunching up your face and going like, I'm in a snit. But then don't hit. You can just say how you feel. That's what these birds are doing, saying how they feel. Then one bird is like, yak, yak. And then the other bird says, oh, I didn't know that.
Yak, yak.
Yak, yak. That's like talking, you know. Take time. Get away. Sometimes you just have to get away from all the other birds, right?
Yak, yak.
You like that. Yeah, it's fun to use those fun words when you write a story, right? The words that are very colorful. Like a snit.
Snit.
Ooh, what? I mean a snit. Or you could say,
yak, yak.
Hear what someone has to say. Sing a song to someone or just sing to yourself. You ever do that? I actually, my little baby, she's like 17 months, but she likes to go around and sing to herself. Doo-dee-doo-doo-dee-doo-doo. Like she just has a little soundtrack going on all the time. I'm sure some of you guys do that. Look, but don't stare. And if you have more than you need, share. Look after someone little. We're all little. So even if you're the grown-up mouse, right, there's always like a big, someone bigger or big cat waiting around the corner. So look after someone little. We're all little. Say hello. Break the ice. But don't forget, be nice. So that's the end of the nice book. Thanks, guys. Okay. What do you think? Should we hear another story? Should we do a drawing together, maybe?
Another story.
Okay, I have a great story. This is about a really tough mama squirrel, and nobody better mess with her because she protects her babies.
Bye.
Oh, bye. Thanks for coming, guys. All right. I want to see the characters, too. Wait, take me with you. That was very nice of him to say goodbye. It's so cool to walk through the public garden because, you know, Make Way for Ducklings is about that book, Make Way for Ducklings. You know that one? Of course. And I was walking through there and I was like, whoa, I'm suddenly in Make Way for Ducklings. I recognize all the fences and the trees and the water. Everything looks exactly how Robert McCluskey drew it. And it's like an amazing experience. So anyway, this is old Mama Squirrel, and these are her babies. She protects her babies no matter what. Like your mom probably protects you from everything, right? But old Mama Squirrel is a very tough squirrel. So let's find out what happens in this book. And then we'll do some questions maybe, or we'll draw a picture. Okay, now this book has a special thing that old Mama Squirrel says. She says, like, you know how squirrels make that funny noise when you go past their tree sometimes? Like, how does it sound? Yeah, like that. That's brilliant. They're like, but I don't know how to spell that sound. So instead of that, I wrote chook, chook, chook. So she says, chook, 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 chook. Yeah. You guys are good at making squirrel noises. It's good. You must live near a squirrel. You have you must have squirrels around. You even have ears on top of your head, so you're blending in with the squirrels. I think they're cat ears. Okay, so in the story, she says, chook, 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 a lot. Old Mama Squirrel had many babies. Mark my words, she'd say. There's no shortage of creatures that would love to snack on a baby squirrel. But it won't happen on my watch. Whenever danger approached, Mama Squirrel went into action. Chook, 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 she'd say. Get away from my babies. Chook, 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 get out of my tree. No one could scold like old Mama Squirrel. The cat or owl that ran afoul of her would slink off looking for some easier meal. One day, while the babies were taking a nap, a nosy dog came sniffing around. Everybody, put on your big dog nose and you can sniff around. See if you smell any baby squirrels around here. Oh, I think there's a baby squirrel over here. I'll have to eat him later. Mama squirrel clattered in the high branches. Chook, chook, chook. She chattered in the low branches. Chook, chook, chook. She scrabbled right side up and upside down while she scolded that dog. Chook, chook, chook. There's an extra chook, chook at the end. This squirrel is crazy, said the dog. They must put crazy powder in the nuts around here. Help! And that takes care of that, said old Mama Squirrel. It's crazy. She's not crazy, right? Mama Squirrel did not limit herself to known predators. She scolded kites, chook, 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 and airplanes, chook, chook, chook. She even scolded the man who came to prune the tree. Chook, chook, chook. And that takes care of that, said old Mama Squirrel. One afternoon, while the babies were having a scamper on a high branch, a great growling grizzly bear came to town and climbed into old Mama Squirrel's tree. Ah! Uh-oh. Mama Squirrel sprang into action. Chook, chook, chook. Get out of my tree. Chook, chook, chook. Get away from my babies. She clattered in the high branches and chattered in the low branches as she scolded that bear, and she pelted him with last year's nuts. Plonk. That's a good word, too. Plonk. The bear was shocked, but then he laughed.
Ha, ha, ha. Why should I listen to one puny squirrel like you?
I'll eat your whole family tree. Ah! A twitch of fear went through old Mama Squirrel's whiskers. But then she clenched her jaw. Not on my watch, Buster, said old Mama Squirrel. She scooped up her babies and went to raise the alarm.
Chook, 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 on the fire escape. Chook, 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 under the tracks.
Chook, 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 in the tops of the trees. Chook, 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 all over the park. The grizzly was just sticking his nose into Grandpappy Squirrel's nest hole when old Mama Squirrel got back. Chook, 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 said old Mama Squirrel. Chook, 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 said 20 more Mama Squirrels. Chook, 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 said 100 more Mama Squirrels. See all those squirrels? And they scolded him high and scolded him low and threw old nuts at him until he ran away and never came back. Yeah, thank you. And that takes care of that, said old Mama Squirrel. The people of the town were grateful to old Mama Squirrel. They even put up a plaque on the spot where she scolded the grizzly. If you're ever in town, you should go see it. Chook, chook, chook! If you can get anywhere near it. That's the end of Old Mama Squirrel. Thank you. Okay, so, and then on the back you have the cute little baby squirrels in it. This is Twiggy, Nutley, and Chip. Those are the baby squirrels. Thanks, Sammy. Okay, should we draw something? All right. What should we draw? Maybe we could draw... Anybody have an idea? We could draw? The squirrel scolding the bear. Or maybe even a different animal. Maybe the squirrel could scold something that wasn't in the book. Do you guys have an idea for a different animal? Yeah?
A wolf.
A wolf. Wow. Okay, so let's do a little acting. We'll have one person come up and be Mama Squirrel. Who wants to be Mama Squirrel? Some me's. Okay, you want to be Mama Squirrel? Come on up. Hey, your sticker even says me on it. Wait a minute. Okay, can you come up to the stage? Oh. And we need the wolf. Who's going to be the wolf in this picture? Who's going to be the wolf? Yeah? Okay, come on up here, guys. And Sammy, you can be a tree. You want to be the tree that the wolf is hiding behind? No? Well, you don't have to do anything. You could just sit there. Uh-oh. He hates me now. Okay, so we have, what's your name?
My name's Hannah,
Hannah.
But there's no H at the end.
Hannah with no H at the end. And you are?
Tallulah. Her name's
Tallulah. Tallulah. Okay.
My little cousin.
Oh, cool. All right, so you guys know each other. So you're going to be the wolf, right, Hannah?
Yep.
And Tallulah is going to be Mama Squirrel, right? Okay, so let's pretend that you just saw this wolf trying to get your babies, and what would you do? Here comes the wolf. Come on, Mama Squirrel. What would you say? What would you say? Here, let's quickly do this. Say there's a wolf here. See, the wolf is prowling around. I like what she's doing with her paws there. It's very wolfy. And the wolf has some teeth and everything. And this wolf is actually on her hind legs, and she's prowling around like this. So Mama Squirrel is running away right now, so far. Does anybody else want to help out Mama Squirrel? And you can chase away the wolf? Okay, what's your name?
Arbin.
Arbin?
No, Oliver.
Oh, Oliver. O. Oliver. Okay, come on up and chase away the wolf. What would you do? All right, you chased away the wolf. Okay, very good. So here's the wolf, and he was like going like this to her, so maybe she would be sticking her paws out like that, and then...
Daddy, can I tell you a secret?
Sure.
In my class, nobody can see me.
Really? Huh. Okay. So, old Mama Squirrel is waving her paws like this, right? And what would she say? What would she say to chase away the wolf? Would she say some? I mean, she doesn't have to say chook, 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 but she could say chook, chook, chook. There she is. She's on the branch of the tree, played by Sammy. And got some leaves here. And the babies are, and she's doing like a kung fu thing. Like, so I put some little moving lines over here. And the wolf is like slobbering everywhere. He's very hungry. And I think that's it for our picture. Thank you to Hannah, Tallulah, and Oliver. Thank you, guys. And I'll sign the picture. That's probably all the time we have, so hope to see you guys at the signing table. Thank you guys so much.